There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was certainly something in the air last night at Petco Park, no doubt about it. The electricity that game generated could have powered, I think, all the air conditioners in the city that we needed this week with the heat and humidity.
I mean, it's just supercharged. My skin was crawling with excitement, and it was amazing. God, it was great. Like, you chase that. You chase that if you're a baseball fan.
So I want to play Jesse's call of Manny's home run again, right after the Profar hit by pitch, the very first pitch by Mackenzie Gore. And people pointed out when they were listening to the Padres wrap up, Jesse didn't exactly see it clearly just because
it was gone.
It was gone. It didn't even go 400 feet. It was more high than gone. Majestic. I still think it is an epic call that will live on in Padres history because it feels right. Long after we forget the exact distance of Manny's home run, it will be remembered as one of the more majestic blasts that Petco Park has ever seen. So this was the bottom of the first inning last night at Petco Park.
Here's Machado, and he swings at the first pitch, hits it a mile to deep left field. What an answer from Manny. Maybe the longest homer I've ever seen to left at Petco Park. 2-0 San Diego in the bottom of the first inning, and Profar raises his hands as he rounds third base. Machado taking the slowest trot you'll ever see him take, only about halfway to third base, and this place is electric.
It probably it probably bothers Jesse that there was an inaccuracy. I think it might be his best call I've ever heard.
It was so good.
The emotion, just what it conveys, is so amazing that I've loved it. I can't hear it enough. It was fantastic.
So well done. And I texted him last night. I go, most fun game you've ever called? He goes, yeah. He goes, it'd be better if I was working on a full night's sleep, but that's the life we live. I go, oh yeah, I'm on 4 hours today. Today I'm on four again. I mean, it is just the San Diego Padres keeping me up all night. But better than the alternative, right? You're down 9-1, turn the game off in the fourth inning and go to bed. I'll take this for the rest of the season. Yeah, I'm gonna look like a burned turd after the season, but I'm fine with it.
All right, I'm sure some of you were listening to Jesse and Tony on the radio. Thank you for that. Did not get to hear the television call. Don and Mudd killed it as well. Here's what it sounded like on Padres.tv.
1-1 on, and Manny Machado will see if they can make a pay. High drive. drive, deep left field. Winker back at the wall. Take that, says Manny Machado. Profar fired up, and he should be. They hit him intentionally, and then Manny hits one out of the yard intentionally. And the Padres take a 2-0 lead. How about them apples?
Did he play it again? Because so listen, the timing is staggering.
The moment he says the word,
hey.
It can make him
pay.
It's when he hits the ball. It's incredible.
1 out, 1 on. And Manny Machado will see if he can make a pay.
So close. Oh, my God. That's so good. That's when you put your tinfoil hat on and go, all right.
And well, Manny it kind of downplayed it in the post-game interview a little bit, like he always does. That he was clearly swinging for the fences on the first pitch. He was hoping to get a fastball in a certain spot and see if he could hit it to the moon. Rarely does circumstance collide in such a perfect way. It just was. It was the perfect pitch for the perfect moment for Manny Machado, and he swung out of his shoes on that
Manny
one.
Machado, will see if he can make a pay!
God, that's fantastic.
How about them apples?
All right, let's go to the Spanish.
You can take the boy out of Boston. You can't take Boston out of the boy.
Let's go to the Ruiz. Do you like apples?
Hey, keep it Ruiz.
What's that to your contention?
Your first year catcher with a negative war.
Eduardo Ortega, the future Hall of Famer, on the Spanish language call last night of Manny Machado.
Voy a hacer una noche larga. Palo por el jardín izquierdo. Machado con todo la va a sacar. Se va, se va. Se fue hasta la pizarra. El ministro Machado, Machado. Viva Dominicana, Dominicana, ra, ra, ra. Y vuelve a celebrar Profar. Levanta a la gente de sus asientos. Corriendo las bases delante de la cueva de Washington. Ahí viene el ministro por tercera. Swing de dos carreras. El hombre que sigue haciendo la historia de Parque Petco como el número uno de los hombreneros en este escenario. 2-0 Padres.
There must have been 4,000 words just in that one call.
I was just going to point that out. I took very little Spanish. I know I caught a few of those words, but there were a lot of words. This next call from the Nationals television broadcast.
I love this one.
Not very many words.
Not many words, but just listen to the utter sadness in this call from the Washington Nationals television broadcast.
This is like working a 12-hour day. Pouring yourself a glass of the finest whiskey when you get home. This is what it feels like to me.
Oh my. Two words.
And Manny Machado is walking to the first base.
10 words.
Yeah, Profar is continuing on.
15 words.
And they're gonna empty their dugout like it's
All right.
Like it's what? Say it. Like say it.
Like Manny just hit one of the biggest home runs you'll ever see in the biggest moment.
They have such a problem. You better stay in your dugout. It is our
house. The oh my, though. The deflation. The good. Utter, oh, we're wearing this right now. We're wearing it so hard.
Oh my.
That feeling for me. What is that on par with? What's that on par with for you guys? Like, what is the... Like, if I get a text today that says, I'm taking both kids to the fair till 8, that is the same, like the... Oh,
oh my.
What is it on par with? When they hit it, and I heard that call, I'm like, that to me is like, your favorite dinner is on the table. Like, it's the cocktail and a cigarette. My smoke
oh
stuff.
My. Oh.
You know they're thinking, okay, now Mackenzie Gore comes back, strikes out the next three batters to leave Jurickson standing there, and then the Nationals run off the field all fired up and celebrate coming out of their dugout. But one pitch they knew, well, this isn't going the way we wanted it to go.
And they're
going
to empty their dugout like it's...
Like it's what, man?
Right.
They're
going to
empty their... they are the dugout police. The dugout police. Ah, you're out of your dugout. You guys are out of your dugout again. Must be your World Series. That guy Grant Paulson got... It was tweeted into my feed 7,000 times. He's a professional. He's a fellow radio professional. I really practiced a lot of decorum last night by not just dragging him. He was so upset. So upset. The policing of Padres. And where they celebrate and how they celebrate and what they do. Again, I'm going to tell all the Nationals fans... And media, again, only one team had a guy hit. Only one team instigated anything by putting their hands on another player. Only one team had a player go into the stands. Your Honor, I rest my effing case. It's done. There's one guilty party here. We are at our home. When we go to Washington in a couple of weeks or whatever, and you guys hit a walk-off, I fully expect you to be celebrating on the field like it's a World Series game. Because, especially,
all right,
if Robert Suarez comes in and coughs up a three-run lead, I fully expect it. I would not care, and I would totally understand why you do it. I understood all of your celebrations the last 2 days. I understood Jesse Winker running around the base, walking around the base.
Winker?
No, I said Jesse Winker. I understood that. That makes sense to me because I know ball. You guys are supposed to know ball, and you don't. Also, can we talk about the distinction of when things like this happen against the Padres, the fairness in which Mudd and Don call the game, and they don't do that crap. They don't do the, oh, look at these guys celebrating like they won the World Series. Never. I've never heard
it. No, they may be homers, yeah, but they're eminently fair.
They are eminently fair, and they don't do that stuff.
The spiciest Mudd will get is, we got that pitch, too.
Yeah, we got that pitch, too. That's it. That's all they'll say.
All right, we have one more call before we play it. I want to give you an opportunity to call in for Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas and our musical trivia game coming up here, 833-288-0973. Dial now, but of course we save the Korean call of Manny Machado's home run,
the GOATs,
for last.
Manny Machado가 응징을 하고 있습니다. 2대0 2점차.
자, 이 슈퍼스타는요.
So good. So good.
I think I like the Nationals TV call the best, actually.
Oh, my.
That one, people say that needs to go into the tournament of drops next year.
That is like that. That's like that plum whiskey I have at home that I save for very special occasions. Just, it makes your whole body feel warm,
I'll give
and it's delicious.
I'll give you guys one more Korean call about Profar's grandson.
All right, let's hear that one, too.
삼국제 잘 맞췄습니다! 오른쪽! 조닉슨 프로파 그랜드 슬램!
그랜드 슬램, I love it.
프로파! 이 지나서!
와, 소름돋네요.
워싱턴에게 재앙을 선사하는 조닉슨 프로파입니다.
있습니다. I think they actually nailed that one better than the Manny home run this time. That was terrific.
Jordan Cooper, grand slam!
But let's get to it. Good time luck to play our game.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go to the top of the board. You are on the air. Who's this?
Billy.
Billy, are you calling in for Take on Woods?
Yes, I am.
All right, you are a contestant today. Good luck. If you can beat or tie Woods in our five questions, you'll qualify for our grand prize drawing. Two-night stay at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas. Tickets to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Smashing Pumpkins and a $150 poolside dining credit. Summer room packages, tickets available now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. You get to pick our category. We've got It's Not False, the opposite of false, taking place in all of those answers. Keep the Change, song titles and artists that include a type of coin. And You're Making Me Crazy. Those are five song titles that include the word crazy. So It's Not False, Keep the Change, or You're Making Me Crazy. Billy, what would you like to play?
It's Not False.
It's Not False. All right, this one's been sitting there for a while. All right, we'll let you figure out today's category as we go, but it's pretty simple, and the rules are the same as always. 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Paulie going to play you some music. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point, and we'll go on from there. Billy, you ready to play?
Ready.
All right. Paulie, you up? You up for it? All right, here we go. Category, remember, It's Not False. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck, Billy. Let's take on Woods. Correct, which 1986 hit by Cyndi Lauper has become an anthem for the LGBTQ community due to its message about being yourself. Correct. Hall & Oates sing, "What I Want, You've Got, and It Might Be Hard to Handle, Like a Flame That Burns the Candle," at the start of which Peppy 1981 hit. Which title track from Madonna's best-selling third album is dedicated to her then-husband Sean Penn?
True Blue.
Correct. It wasn't 1986's Bizarre Love Triangle, but which 1987 song that became the first top 100 hit in the United States for the English band New Order?
True Love Waves?
Incorrect. Hall & Oates sing, "What You Want, You've Got, What I Want, You've Got, and It Might Be Hard to Handle, Like a Flame That Burns the Candle," at the start of which Peppy 1981 hit.
You make my dreams come true.
You did. You got 4 out of 5 and a very good score, Billy. Congratulations. The only one you missed was True Faith by Bizarre Love Triangle. But you got the other ones, True, Spandau Ballet, True Colors, You Make My Dreams Come True, and True Blue. So hang on the line. Woodsy's going to come back in and get the same 5 questions. Obviously, the word true was key in all those answers. All right, Woods is back in. He did not get to hear the first part of our game. Billy's score is locked in. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. For the trip to Las Vegas, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Billy.
It's True by Spandau Ballet.
Correct. Which 1986 hit by Cyndi Lauper has become an anthem for the LGBTQ community due to its message about being yourself.
Time After Time?
Incorrect. No, Hall & Oates sing, what I Want, You've Got, and It Might Be Hard to Handle, Like a Flame That Burns the Candle," at the start of which Peppy 1981 hits.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm choking. Go, pass.
Which title track from Madonna's best-selling third album
Make My Dreams Come True.
Correct. Which title track from Madonna's best-selling third album is dedicated
True
to...
True Blue.
Correct. It wasn't 1986's Bizarre Love Triangle, but which 1987 song that became the first top 100 hit in the United States for the English band New Order?
True Faith.
All right, that's 4, which is a tie. So, Billy, congratulations. Woo. Yeah.
True Colors, of course.
True Colors. Was
idiot.
The category was It's Not False. All songs with true in the title. So, Billy, hang on the line.
Very clever,
you
Benjamin.
Have qualified. For the trip to Las Vegas, Paulie, I'll get your information during the break. One little slip-up is all it took. And Billy jumped in there with a very well-played game of Take on Woods.
Billy, don't lose that number. It's Ricky, don't lose that number.
It's Ricky.
Billy, don't be a hero.
You don't like Steely Dan that much, though.
Not even that much.
All right, so don't...
Fire them into the sun.
If we take a brief timeout from talking about last night's game, we do need to get to a don't-do-this moment from yesterday.
Guys... What in the world is going on in college baseball?
I don't ever want to hear somebody
never
judge athletes.
Never. You can't do it.
For jumping in the transfer portal.
100%.
Don't talk to me about loyalty.
That is coming up next. We'll be back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
You know, we usually say it's three stories that make you shake your head. This is really, really just sometimes there's one that will absolutely suffice over the next 6 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, this is the kind of day where we might have just skipped Don't Do This entirely, but
we have to
tell you about Jim Schlossnagel. Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com, take a look at their happy hour specials today. Thecrafttaco.com. So Woods, who is Jim Schlossnagel?
Well, he is the head baseball coach of the Texas Longhorns now. And about 24 hours ago, he was the head baseball coach of the Texas A&M Aggies, who lost in Game 3 of the College World Series. And after the game, you know, obviously it's tough. That's tough. You work your tail off with your guys, you get to the last game and you lose. And he was asked a question.
Texas had an open job.
Yeah, a lot of speculation. So a reporter did his due diligence and asked him about that open gig.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But my... I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind.
Right.
And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job. And I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
All right.
What a clown.
So that,
Coach, thank you very much.
What? First of all, great job by the reporter. Again, like letting him know, hey, I understand that you're going through it right now. It's the results tonight notwithstanding. I have to ask you this question because the rumor mill was going crazy about this guy. So I have a couple of things that I think are important to point out. Number one, people love to get on 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids for going into transfer portals. They love it. It's their favorite thing to do. There's no loyalty, blah, blah, blah. Coaches do this stuff all the time. The double standard is through the roof. I don't want to hear it anymore. If you're a kid, take care of yourself. Okay, yes, once you're a part of that team, you bust your ass for that team and that coach. But that coach will sit in your living room. He will look you dead in the eye and say, son, if you come to Texas A&M, I ain't never leaving. Never. We're going to do this together. And the next day, That dude is on a plane, and he's throwing his horns up. It's gross. It's nasty. I understand it. I understand a bigger offer. I do. Taking a job is okay.
But the
how he handled himself was not.
The indignity of the way he answered the question. He could have simply said, hey, this is not, I appreciate the question, but it's not about me, man. It's about my players right now. And yeah, I'm happy to talk about it at a later date.
I'm bumming after this
loss. Even if he wants to say, you know what, don't really want to talk about it, not planning on going anywhere. Even if he tells a bald-faced lie at that moment, I'm okay with that.
100%.
But to insult the reporter for asking the question and calling him selfish.
Yeah, selfish.
For asking what is an important question about the future of that program, the future of the Texas Longhorns, and something that obviously he didn't invent that story that was out there. It needs to be asked. It needs to be addressed in some way. And it's not by insulting the person who's asking the question.
By the way, I left my family to take this job. Why?
Where did you leave them?
Okay. But why did you do that? Okay, again, let's play it logically. I took this job thinking it was my last job. I will never go to another. This is it. I'm coming to A&M. I would think that you'd bring your family with you at that point. Like, hey, guys, we did it. I'm the head coach of A&M. Hannah, Bo, Taylor, pack your stuff. We're moving to College Station. Not, I'm leaving you guys.
I assume he left them in Fort Worth. He was the TCU coach for like 15 or more years before he took the Texas A&M job a couple of years ago.
Now, that happens where, like our buddy Skip Schumacher, he had to move across the country to Miami to take this job while his family, his kids in high school, stayed. That's fine. But he doesn't throw it in anyone's face. But I left my family for this. Bro, you had every opportunity to bring your family.
I haven't been to the Miami Marlins press conference.
Skip is a very accountable human being.
So I don't talk to my children anymore. That's how much I love this team and this job.
I have an announcement to make. Hannah and I have split up, and I've left my kids. I will no longer be talking. So all you that hate when I talk about my kids, don't worry. That's how committed I am to Ben and Woods. I left my family for this job. I want to see the same commitment from both of you. Write that. Are you kidding me? Nobody told you to leave your family.
Hey, bud, that doesn't make the leader. I think you think it makes you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They left your family behind?
Man, huh. I mean, it is. I became an alcoholic for this. That's how much I care. I drink so much now. That's how much I care about this job.
I picked up one or two nasty drug habits. That's how much I care.
It's all
their questions.
Write that. It's incredible, man. And God. then the nerve. So now, though, the entire A&M baseball staff. Guess where they're heading? Austin. They're going to also join Jim. What's his name? Boonswoggle.
Hornswoggle.
Schlossnagle. He's going to be
Hornswoggle. Hook 'em, Hornswoggle.
Yeah, hook 'em, Hornswoggle. Again, no one cares if you take a job that pays you more money. Nobody. But you can't insult that reporter when in fact all of the smoke was actually fire. It's embarrassing. I'm tired of kids getting ripped on. Kids, by the way. When a grown-ass 50-something-year-old man does the exact same thing for more money. Why do kids leave in the transfer portal? They can get paid more. And everyone's, clutching their pearls, talking about loyalty and the badge and everything else. And you play for the university. Give me a break. Coaches sit there and preach accountability nonstop. It's all they talk about. Bo is at baseball camp. He's six. What's the coach talking about? Being accountable. It's your whole life you hear that. And what does the coach do? I'm out. And I'm going to lie about it. And I'm going to take everybody. Oh, and by the way, the rumors are that this guy's been doing this since April. He's been recruiting players to Texas knowing he was leaving in April.
Now, that's unethical.
Bro,
that's unethical to have one job and be recruiting for another at the same time during the season.
Absolutely embarrassing.
If that's true. You know what? We got Adam Jones coming up. Let's just fast forward here and get right to the end. That was Don't Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I cannot wait to hear what five-time All-Star Adam Jones has to say about what went down last night at Petco Park. Yeah. The emotions, the reactions, of course, friends with Manny Machado and his home run. What Adam Jones has to say about everything. He's going to join us when we come back. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This guy. It's unbelievable.
Where in the world is Adam Jones coming up? He teased us last week. It was going to be somewhere different.
He's in a place, and I don't know how to say the name. And I hear it a bunch of different ways, so I don't even want to say it.
Well, we'll let him tell us in just a moment. I did see this stat. I wanted to get to it quickly because it blows my mind. The last six times Jurickson Profar has come up with the bases loaded.
Bro, come on.
Here's what he's done. Three-run double, grand slam, three-run double, three-run double, two-run walk-off single that bounced over the wall, grand slam last night. That's 19 runs batted in six at-bats with the bases loaded, matching Albert Pujols as the only two players who have done that in the last 50 years.
Wow. Wow.
He's the king. With the sacks juiced.
Imagine walking somebody to get to him. You'd have to be a real moron to do that.
Oh, what a night. It's been one of the last two nights it's been with the Padres and Nationals. We'll get the thoughts of Adam Jones from his newest far-flung locale right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam. So if it is true where Woods thinks Adam Jones is right now, and you say you don't know how to pronounce it, I think the correct pronunciation requires a bit of a lisp to get it right.
Is that right? Okay, so
yeah, AJ, can you tell us where in the world is Adam Jones today?
I say Ibiza. The people over here say Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Like you have.
Yeah. So where is Ibiza?
It's derogatory to say, but...
Ibiza.
It's derogatory to say, but if you spoke like that with the speech that we would be in secondary classes.
Right, yeah, yeah, Ibiza. It's like a, like, yeah. But they say
it's coastal. It's where is it exactly? It is.
Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, coastal Spain.
It's up the coast of Spain.
Ibiza. I feel weird saying Ibiza, so I'm going to say Ibiza, but it doesn't really
but
matter.
But that's the dialect.
That's the dialect. It's
called better because Castilian. I don't want to report you to, you know, a speech doctor or anything like that.
Ibiza. Well, it's good to hear from you. What a couple of nights it's been out at Petco Park, AJ. Hopefully you've gotten a chance to see this. This was insane
the last
couple nights. And you know, I kind of take exception with the Nationals taking exception, as you can probably imagine. You know, being the homer that I am, but I kind of am under the impression of when you get dusted 97 up around the head. And then you hit a walk-off. You've earned a little bit of chest beating if you're Jurickson Profar. And they really took exception to it. I thought kind of cooler heads would prevail after 24 hours. It didn't. I also had a big problem with Keibert Ruiz, you know, grabbing Profar and patting him on the shoulder. It just didn't feel right to me. And then he was kind of poking him in the chest. I thought that was a little bit over the line.
I mean... First off, Jurickson has 10 years. That means that he's fully invested into the game.
Yep.
Now we see a lot of guys with a year or two, they got a couple tweets that was retweeted by, you know, big brands. They're on SportsCenter for making a nice play after a nice week, but they still even had a cappuccino in the big leagues. And they think that they know what's going on. So far, he's been there, done that in big situations. Therefore, he can toot his horn a little bit different. It's not a problem, but it's like, you know, people ain't earning their stripes in baseball these days. You know what I mean? You ain't earned the right to pimp a ball. I didn't get to pimp a ball personally until I hit my 100th. These guys now pimp their first. They pimp their sixth. So the ball just got out. You might be optioned if you have a bad week. Relax. Be easy. But no, I think it's good for baseball, especially like we talk about the Nationals and the Padres. It's not a rivalry by any stretch of imagination. No. But they just created, 2 years ago, one of the biggest trades in baseball history.
Yep.
So, therefore, there is a common denominator with each other. You got Mackenzie Gore throwing last night. You know what's crazy, though? I know he didn't mean to do it, and I'm glad he wasn't ejected. I'm glad Schilt was ejected. But he wasn't ejected because he didn't mean to hit Profar with the pitch. I mean, coming off the warnings, he didn't mean to hit him with that. Catcher was set up away. You know, he didn't mean to hit him. Why the hell would you hit a guy in the foot? But then Manny coming back with the home run, the crowd going crazy. Like, that's baseball. That's what we got Abrams still swinging the bat good against his old team again. Like, these are storyline things. And, hey, I would never, again, I heard Don talk about it last night. He said, if this is a moment in the season with the Padres, we can benchmark June 25th as a moment that things changed. And, hey, they've won a few games with walk-off style in crazy fashion. Hopefully they reel off a lot and continue this trek down a good road.
See, now, Adam, I agree, and Mike Schilt agreed with you, that we didn't necessarily think that Mackenzie Gore was throwing it at Jurickson Profar based on where the pitch was. But I disagree in the fact that when you get a warning and the very next pitch is 98 and hits the guy, to me it doesn't really matter where it is.
Yeah.
You got to be ejected from the game. I'm not saying you get suspended or anything, but I feel like you got to go in that sense.
You do, but you don't. I like it.
I mean, there's the old clip of Randy Johnson throwing a slider at Kenny Lofton's head. Lofton doesn't like it.
Yep.
Next pitch, like, bench is cleared. Next pitch was 97 at his head.
Yeah.
Now, that right there, that's talking about it. I don't personally go or meant to throw at him. But, again, once the warnings are thrown, the guy gets hit with the next pitch. It wasn't three innings later on a slider. It was the next pitch at 98. So I do get that. But if you're watching the game, and I like how the umpires were – controlling the game. The catcher wasn't set up inside. It wasn't up and in. It was a fastball that he pulled, and they called it what they called it. I do like Schilt getting tossed because, again, the rules are the rules. They gave a warning, and we don't have a warning. We don't even get a chance. And we all know, again, the manager gets tossed. They're in the tunnel right there still managing it.
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that. So here, when he gets tossed, I mean, he's not going to go get in his car and drive home and listen to the game on the radio and get his Chipotle bowl and sit in front of the TV. We know that. Is he down in the tunnel going, get Suarez up? I mean, is it that obvious?
I mean, if you look at the bench coach who just took over, look at how many times a player or somebody just goes and comes out in the clubhouse and just relays the message.
That's great.
I mean, he's not a suspended player, so he does not have to leave the premises before the game is called. So, you know, he's just not the face making the decisions on the field, but always the manager is always there. They're always there.
Yeah, it's been high drama. I mean, really, like. It's crazy, and I agree with Ben. I get what you're saying too. But if you walk into 7-Eleven today in Ibiza, and you grab a Snickers and forget to pay for it, they still can arrest you for shoplifting, even though you had no intent of shoplifting. Like, hey, bro, you got the Snickers in your pocket, man. You're going in. You're paying your fine, and you're going in. And we both kind of said, hey, if they didn't, you know, if they threw him out of the game but didn't fine him or suspend him, I don't think anybody would have had a problem with it. Just it's wild. And I know Davey Martinez is an old school guy. I know that. And I'm sure it's filtered down to his team. Jesse Winker is an old school guy. I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, it's not like those dudes didn't celebrate big moments too. And, it's just really weird to me when somebody becomes the dugout police in somebody else's home ballpark. Like, when you played at Camden Yards and you hit a walk-off, my man, you can do whatever you want. It's your house, right?
100%. When they said your house, go home. The other team just go home. I don't even know why they. I don't even know why they were still on the field.
Yep.
Like when you get walked off, and it's not the playoffs, and it's not the last game where you're eliminated. Like I remember getting eliminated from the playoffs, and I stayed on the field because this is the end of the season. It's over with. I've been walked off many times. I walked my ass off the field, and I got mad, opened up a beer, and was ready for the next day. Like, go do that. Like, there's no point in you.
Standing around
and saying like, "Oh, yeah, what are you standing around for?" Like, it's June. This is not. It's not late September, and it's not the playoffs. So a walk off is a walk off. Like you cannot. That's the thing. It doesn't matter how you temp a walk off or whatever. It's a walk off. Come on, celebrate the situation. And I get there's these again. You saw them dugout police, and there's older players that are now trying to police the game.
Yeah,
pseudo because they can't get a damn job within the game. Like, dude, hey, look, the game is evolving. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Not everybody's going to harm and kill a Brody, put their head down, or Dale Murphy, put their head down and run the bases like that. Or even Adam Rosales. I'm sorry. People aren't going to do that.
Dead spread.
Not guys are going to run around the bases in 18 seconds. People are going to take their time. They're going to enjoy the home run. It's a big moment. It's part of it. And I said this to Joe Torre years ago. Baseball is not a science, man. It's art.
It is art, and it's a beautifully drawn picture. Some pictures are drawn terribly. Some pictures are drawn Picasso-like, and everything in between. So let the players have fun, especially on the walk-off. Now, again, if it's the first inning, the third inning, like, come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. We're not sitting there in the ball.
Yeah.
Unless you're Manny, big situation. He also has 300 of them, so if you hit him, you're just going to piss him off a little bit more. So that's obviously not going to work. But if a guy has, you know, 16 home runs in his career and he does that, he got a problem with it. But if a guy who has tenure and it's the walk-off, enjoy the moment. It's going to be all over SportsCenter.
Talking to Adam Jones, five-time All-Star, is with us, and obviously teammate of Manny Machado. And I want to ask you about the Manny home run specifically, because we know Manny generally knows it's a long season, downplays things for the most part. But how big really was that for him to be able to go on the next pitch and, you know, put swing out of his shoes a little bit and hit a towering home run right there? He's not downplaying that one in the clubhouse, right? That one's a special moment for all those players.
I mean, I've watched him come up in some really big situations after either being thrown at or other guys being thrown at, crowd going crazy, standstills, all different things. And he's, I know Gore's going to attack. And that was picturesque Manny, because he sees the situation and he thrives in those situations. Again, you can say on the overall year of what he's doing, the guy is 6 weeks away from being exactly that, and you're not saying anything. So, you know, I always play the long game. I always know what's on the back of the card. And, you know, with him, it's just like a moment like that could get him hot. A moment like that could get the Padres going. And like Don said, this could be the moment that the Padres needed to get their season, like, started. Because they've been playing 500 the whole year.
Yep.
And that's still been adequate. If, you know, the Dodgers have not ran away with the division. No one's ran away with the division. Wild cards are still there, but there's still a time right now where the Padres can be switching before the break. We've got, what, two and a half weeks? They can reel off. We were talking about last year. This is the time where they can reel off that 11 out of 15, something like that, right before the break, and put themselves in a good position in the second half.
Adam Jones, what's on the menu in Ibiza?
Oh, lobster. Paella, quinoa, and a bunch of different things.
This guy sent me a video. He's eating lobster on the beach
right now, like this at this moment.
That was yesterday.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Look at you. Hey, man, thank you for jumping on. We always appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Be well.
Adam Jones, where in the world? Ibiza. So I had this thought.
Ben Higgins. Steve Wood.
So this isn't the first time this year that Jurickson Profar has had a run-in, an emotional run-in with another catcher.
Yeah.
It happened earlier this season with Will Smith, obviously, led to the whole he's not even relevant, and then the next day Profar walks it off. So he's already had big moments this year. There's a good chance that in 2.5 weeks, when Jurickson Profar becomes an All-Star for the first time, he goes back to his original team in Texas at Arlington, in the starting lineup, he could be batting, you know, sixth for the National League. Will Smith could be batting sixth or seventh. I mean, they could be right. They could be introduced next to each other as they line up on the field as All-Stars in Texas next to each other.
I think it'll
in
be
the starting lineup.
I think it'll be fine. The more interesting rumor is the Dodgers going after Randy Arozarena right now. And remember, Arozarena is the one that came up and extended his hand to Will Smith at the WBC, and that goober, corny dork refused to shake his hand before a baseball game, which that's interesting to me. If Arozarena, who's batting like 100, ends up with the Dodgers. I mean, you know what's going to happen, but I think that happens all the time. Guys that have bad blood, they end up in the same locker room.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
No,
I just think it would be a moment for Jurickson to
be like,
savor,
hell yes,
standing there looking at Will Smith. Hey, dude, good to be teammates with you here at the All-Star game in the starting lineup right here next to each other. After what happened earlier this season.
Yeah, it's like me and Hacksaw playing in a celebrity softball game. You know what I mean?
That would be a great moment for you, wouldn't it?
If they still had those.
Zach says, I love Ben and Wood.
Yeah, Ben and Wood. From Ibiza.
All right, we got two more hours coming up, including a visit from another big leaguer on a Big League Wednesday. Brett Boone is going to be with us in our 8 o'clock hour at 8:35. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. We'll have more, maybe a chance for some phone calls as well coming up if you want to join us. 833-288-0973. Padres Nationals talk continuing here on 97.3 The Fan.
This guy. It's unbelievable.
Where in the world is Adam Jones coming up? He teased us last week. It was going to be somewhere different.
He's in a place, and I don't know how to say the name. And I hear it a bunch of different ways, so I don't even want to say it.
Well, we'll let him tell us in just a moment. I did see this stat. I wanted to get to it quickly because it blows my mind. The last six times Jurickson Profar has come up with the bases loaded.
Come on.
Here's what he's done. Three-run double. Grand slam, three-run double, two-run walk-off single that bounced over the wall, grand slam last night. That's 19 runs batted in six at-bats with the bases loaded, matching Albert Pujols as the only two players who have done that in the last 50 years.
Wow. Wow.
He's the king with the sacks juiced.
Imagine walking somebody to get to him. You'd have to be a real moron to do that.
Oh, what a night it's been. What the last two nights it's been with the Padres Nationals. We'll get the thoughts of Adam Jones from his newest far-flung locale right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So if it is true where Woods thinks Adam Jones is right now, and you say you don't know how to pronounce it, I think the correct pronunciation requires a bit of a lisp to get it right.
Is that right? Okay, so
yeah, AJ, can you tell us where in the world is Adam Jones today?
I say Ibiza. The people over here say Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Like you have.
Yeah. So where is Ibiza?
It's derogatory to say, but if you spoke like that with the speech, that we would be in secondary classes.
Right, yeah, yeah. Ibiza. It's like but they say
it's coastal. Where is it exactly?
Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, coastal Spain.
It's up the coast of Spain.
Ibiza. I feel weird saying Ibiza, so I'm going to say Ibiza, but it doesn't really matter.
But that's the dialect.
It's called
better because I don't want to report you to, you know, a speech doctor or anything like that.
Ibiza. Well, it's good to hear from you. What a couple of nights it's been out at Petco Park, AJ. Hopefully you've gotten a chance to see this. This was insane
the last
couple nights. And you know, I kind of take exception with the Nationals taking exception, as you can probably imagine. You know, being the homer that I am, but I kind of am under the impression of when you get dusted 97 up around the head. And then you hit a walk-off. You've earned a little bit of chest beating if you're Jurickson Profar. And they really took exception to it. I thought kind of cooler heads would prevail after 24 hours. It didn't. I also had a big problem with Keibert Ruiz, you know, grabbing Profar and patting him on the shoulder. It just didn't feel right to me. And then he was kind of poking him in the chest. I thought that was a little bit over the line.
I mean, first off, Jurickson has 10 years. That means that he's fully invested into the game.
Yep.
Now we see a lot of guys with a year or two, they got a couple tweets that was retweeted by, you know, big brands. They own SportsCenter for making a nice play after a nice week, but they still even had a cappuccino in the big leagues. And they think that they know what's going on. Profar's been there, done that in big situations. Therefore, he can toot his horn a little bit different. It's not a problem, but it's like, you know, people ain't earning their stripes in baseball these days. You know what I mean? You ain't earned the right to pimp a ball. I didn't get to pimp a ball personally until I hit my 100. These guys now pimp their first. They pimp their sixth. So the ball just got out. You might be optioned if you have a bad week. Relax. Be easy. But no, I think it's good for baseball, especially, like, we talk about the Nationals and the Padres. It's not a rivalry by any stretch of imagination, no. But they just created, 2 years ago, one of the biggest trades in baseball history.
Yep.
So, therefore, there is a common denominator with each other. You got Mackenzie Gore throwing last night. You know what's crazy, though? I know he didn't mean to do it, and I'm glad he wasn't ejected. I'm glad Schilt was ejected. But he wasn't ejected because he didn't mean to hit Profar with the pitch. I mean, coming off the warnings, he didn't mean to hit him with that. Catcher was set up away. you know, he didn't mean, to me, he didn't mean, why the hell would you hit a guy in the foot? But then Manny coming back with the home run, the crowd going crazy, like, that's baseball. That's what we, he got Abrams still swinging the bat good against his old team again. Like, these are things, these are storyline things. And, hey, I would never, I heard Don talk about it last night. He said, if this is a moment in the season with the Padres, we can benchmark June 25th is a moment that things changed. And, hey, they've won a few games with walk-off style in crazy fashion. Hopefully they reel off a lot and continue this check down a good road.
See, now, Adam, I agree, and Mike Schilt agreed with you, that we didn't necessarily think that Mackenzie Gore was throwing it at Jurickson Profar based on where the pitch was. But I disagree in the fact that when you get a warning and the very next pitch is 98 and hits the guy, to me, it doesn't really matter where it is.
Yes.
You got to be ejected from the game. I'm not saying you get suspended or anything, but I feel like you got to go in that sense.
You do, but you don't. I like it.
I mean, there's the old clip of Randy Johnson throwing a slider at Kenny Lofton's head. Lofton doesn't like it.
Yep.
Next pitch, like, bench is cleared. Next pitch was 97 at his head.
Yeah.
Now that right there, that's talking about it. I don't personally score meant to throw at him. But again, once the warnings are thrown, the guy gets hit with the next pitch. It wasn't three innings later on a slider. It was the next pitch at 98. So I do get that. But if you're watching the game, and I like how the umpires were controlling the game. They was like, the catcher wasn't set up inside. It wasn't up and in. It was a fastball that he pulled, and they called it what they called it. But I do like Schilt getting tossed because, again, the rules are the rules. They gave a warning, and we don't have a warning. We don't even get a chance. And we all know, again, the manager gets tossed. They're in the tunnel right there still managing it.
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that. So here, when he gets tossed, I mean, he doesn't have to. Obviously, he's not going to go get in his car and drive home and listen to the game on the radio and get his Chipotle bowl and sit in front of the TV. We know that. Is he down in the tunnel going, get Suarez up? I mean, is it that obvious?
I mean, if you look at the bench coach who just took over. Look at how many times a player or somebody just goes and it comes out in the clubhouse and just relays the message.
That's great.
I mean, he's not a suspended player, so he does not have to leave the premises before the game is called. So, you know, he's just not the face making the decisions on the field, but always the manager is always there. They're always there.
And it's been high drama. I mean, really, like. It's crazy, and I agree with Ben. I get what you're saying too. But if you walk into 7-Eleven today in Ibiza, and you grab a Snickers and forget to pay for it, they still can arrest you for shoplifting, even though you had no intent of shoplifting. Like, hey, bro, you got the Snickers in your pocket, man. You're going in. You're paying your fine, and you're going in. And we both kind of said, hey, if they didn't, you know, if they threw him out of the game, but didn't fine him or suspend him, I don't think anybody would have had a problem with it. Just it's wild. And I know Davey Martinez is an old school guy. I know that. And I'm sure it's filtered down to his team. Jesse Winker is an old school guy. I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, it's not like those dudes didn't celebrate big moments, too. And it's just really weird to me when somebody becomes the dugout police in somebody else's home ballpark. Like, when you played at Camden Yards and you hit a walk-off, my man, you can do whatever you want. It's your house, right?
100%. When they said your house, go home. The other team just go home. I don't even know why they. I don't even know why they were still on the field.
Yep.
Like when you get walked off, and it's not the playoffs, and it's not the last game where you're eliminated. Like I remember getting eliminated from the playoffs, and I stayed on the field because this is the end of the season. It's over with. I've been walked off many times. I walked my ass off the field, and I got mad, opened up a beer, and was ready for the next day. Like, go do that. Like, there's no point in you. Stand on the
standing
damn field
around
and saying like, "Oh, yeah, what are you standing around for?" Like, it's June. This is not. It's not late September,
yeah.
And it's not the playoffs. So a walk off is a walk off. Like you cannot. That's one thing. It doesn't matter how you temp a walk off or whatever. It's a walk off. Come on, celebrate the situation. And I get there's these again. You saw them dugout police, and there's older players that are now trying to police the game.
Yeah.
Pseudo because they can't get a damn job within the game. Like, dude, hey, look it.
The game is evolving. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Not everybody's going to harm and kill a Brutus, put their head down, or Dale Murphy, put their head down and run the bases like that. Like, or even Adam Rosales. I'm sorry. People aren't going to do that.
Dead spread.
Not guys are going to run around the bases in 18 seconds. People are going to take their time. They're going to enjoy the home runs, a big moment. It's part of it. And I said this to Joe Torre years ago. Baseball is not a science, man. It's art. It is art, and it's a beautifully drawn picture. Some pictures are drawn terribly. Some pictures are drawn Picasso-like, and everything in between. So let the players have fun, especially on the walk-off. Now, again, if it's the first inning, the third inning, like, come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. We're not sitting there in the ball.
Yeah.
Unless you're Manny, big situation. He also has 300 of them, so if you hit him, you're just going to piss him off a little bit more. So that's obviously not going to work. But if a guy has, you know, 16 home runs in his career and he does that, he got a problem with it. But if a guy who has tenure and it's the walk-off, enjoy the moment. It's going to be all over SportsCenter.
Talking to Adam Jones, five-time All-Star, is with us and obviously teammate of Manny Machado. And I want to ask you about the Manny home run specifically, because we know Manny generally knows it's a long season, downplays things for the most part. But how big really was that for him to be able to go on the next pitch and, you know, put swing out of his shoes a little bit and hit a towering home run right there? He's not downplaying that one in the clubhouse, right? That one's a special moment for all those players.
I mean, I've watched him come up in some really big situations after either being thrown at or other guys being thrown at, crowd going crazy, standstills, all different things. And I know Gore's wanted to attack. And that was picturesque Manny, because he sees the situation and he thrives in those situations. Again, you can say on the overall year of what he's doing, the guy is 6 weeks away from being exactly that, and you're not saying anything. So, you know, I always play the long game. I always know what's on the back of the card. And, you know, with him, it's just like a moment like that could get him hot. A moment like that could get the Padres going. And like Don said, this could be the moment that the Padres needed to get their season, like, started. Because they've been playing 500 the whole year.
Yep.
And that's still been adequate. If, you know, the Dodgers have not ran away with the division. No one's ran away with the division. Wild cards are still there, but there's still a time right now where the Padres can be, especially before the break. We've got, what, two and a half weeks? They can reel off. We were talking about last year. This is the time where they can reel off that 11 out of 15, something like that, right before the break, and put themselves in a good position in the second half.
Adam Jones, what's on the menu in Ibiza?
Oh, lobster, paella, quinoa. You got a bunch of different things.
This guy sent me a video. He's eating lobster on the beach
right now, like this at this moment.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
You son of a bitch!
Look at you. Hey, man, thank you for jumping on. We always appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. All right, man.
Be well.
Adam Jones, where in the world? Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. So I had this thought.
Ben Higgins. Steve Wood.
So this isn't the first time this year that Jurickson Profar has had a run-in, an emotional run-in with another catcher.
Yeah.
It happened earlier this season with Will Smith, obviously, led to the whole, he's not even relevant, and then the next day, Profar walks it off. So he's already had big moments this year. There's a good chance that in 2.5 weeks, when Jurickson Profar becomes an All-Star for the first time, he goes back to his original team in Texas at Arlington, in the starting lineup, he could be batting, you know, sixth for the National League. Will Smith could be batting sixth or seventh. I mean, they could be introduced next to each other as they line up on the field as All-Stars in Texas, next to each other.
I think it'll
be the starting lineup.
I think it'll be fine. The more interesting rumor is the Dodgers going after Randy Arozarena right now. Mm. And remember, Arozarena is the one that came up and extended his hand to Will Smith at the WBC, and that goober, corny dork refused to shake his hand before a baseball game, which I mean, that's interesting to me. If a Rosarena, who's batting like 100, ends up with the Dodgers, I mean, you know what's going to happen. But yeah, I think that happens all the time. Guys that have bad blood, they end up in the same locker
room.
I don't think
anything's going to happen. No, I just think it would be a moment for Jurickson to
be like,
savor.
Hell yes.
Standing there looking at Will Smith. Hey, dude, good to be teammates with you here at the All-Star game in the starting lineup right here next to each other. After what happened earlier this season.
Yeah, it's like me and Hacksaw playing in a celebrity softball game. You know what I mean?
That would be a great moment for you, wouldn't it?
If they still had those.
Zach says, I love Ben and Wood.
Yeah, Ben and Wood. From Ibiza. Ibiza.
All right, we got two more hours coming up, including a visit from another big leaguer on a Big League Wednesday. Brett Boone is going to be with us in our 8 o'clock hour at 8:35. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. We'll have more, maybe a chance for some phone calls as well coming up if you want to join us. 833-288-0973. Padres Nationals talk continuing here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.